Of course, the row over genetically modified crops and cereals has been well played out in Europe over the past two decades. And in that time, the number of people producing vegetables in Ireland has grown smaller and smaller. There were 400 at the end of the 1990s. There's just 60 now, at a time when we know that we need to be introducing more plant-based meals into our diet. It is unusual to hear about young people then getting into commercial vegetable growing, even more unusual to hear that they are expanding their commercial vegetable growing businesses, and even more unusual still in the case of Brian McCarthy to hear that he is expanding his business from a quarter of an acre on a rooftop in Cork city centre to taking over a whole 60-acre dairy farm. This was Brian on Countrywide talking to Suzanne Campbell, this time 4 years ago.
We made a business plan around the end of May. We really started to look into how we could turn a profit out of 6,800 square feet, because whereas that's a lot of space in the city centre in terms of a farm, it's absolutely tiny. It's like it's not even a quarter acre. So it's a challenge to make money out of that area. But one big thing we have going for us is location, and that we are right smack bang in the middle of Cork city centre.
That was Brian 4 years ago, and you could hear from the cars in the background he was on that quarter acre rooftop in Cork city centre. But now he has 60 acres to play with. And this week, Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to see him stretch his arms.
We've grown about 3 acres of carrots here. So there's two sowings. We did one in May and one in July.
And you're talking about this in a very matter-of-fact way. I'm looking at like a vast field of carrots.
Yeah.
I cannot grow one row of carrots. My carrots fail every single year. Like, it is not an easy thing to grow vegetables. I think we need to put that into proportion.
It's definitely not an easy thing to grow vegetables. And in this year especially, it's been very challenging. And I guess we're getting used to the different conditions and the different environmental conditions, as well as the different soil and field conditions here on the farm. It's our first year.
Take me back a few years, though. How did this actually begin for you, Cork rooftop farm?
Yeah, so it started literally the week that the country got locked down in March of 2020. So I have a fresh cut flower business, and we had to close that temporarily. And to save myself from climbing the walls, I started growing some fruit and vegetables on the rooftop of the former premises.
Was that in Cork city centre?
Yeah, maybe? Right in the heart of Cork city centre. So my apartment literally backed onto it and had all this space. So I started growing fruit and veg up there. No, formal background in farming or horticulture. Basically anything that I had been exposed to had been at a kind of an amateur scale, kind of my own father or my grandmother, things like that. So did a very deep dive, I would say, and have been continuing to dive deeper ever since.
You've gone from a rooftop to how many acres?
Yeah, 60 now, and it's
in what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, we're in year four, but I'm we're going to have to press pause on the growth of land, and just, I think certainly the next few years is going to be all about really honing in and consolidating what we're doing and trying to perfect the processes and the systems we have in place on the farm.
So you're relatively young as well.
Yeah, well, I'm 38, so I feel young anyway. Whatever about the number getting larger, but we've quite ambitious plans for the farm. Over the coming years, it is a long-term plan, I guess, for the farm. We've a long-term lease with that in mind, which I guess is unusual.
And you took over from a dairy farm.
Correct, yeah. So this has been in dairy for generations beforehand. So the whole farm was in grass. So that was our initial challenge in the spring, and coming out of the wettest spring in living memory to try and get contractors in to get the land out of grass and into something that we could plant a seed or a plant into was challenging. And we probably, in fear of not getting them at all, we kind of rushed ahead a bit in that. And so that was probably the first hiccup of the start of the year.
And is this the machine then that you got funding from the Department of Agriculture for? Does it? And so what is it exactly?
Well, it kind of looks like something you'd see out of photos from you know, moon landings or something
That's
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah, or an early Star Wars film or something.
But it's quite different to a tractor anyway. But
it does, I should say, explain, it has four wheels and then it has, I guess, a control. A console panel, and it has kind of a joystick that you can, I guess, navigate for it to go. And then there is, how many meters? Would we say that's three
it's
meters?
It's 3.5 meters roughly squared.
And it's on solar panels on top of the four wheels.
Yeah, so during the summertime, it's fully sufficient for its power. So we don't, it can run 24/7 using these panels, just with the long days and the grey summer we've had.
Is it self-drive or is
it? It's all automated. So you plot out your field. You then tell, you put in your conditions, so it depends on what you're sowing, and it automatically sows the field for you.
Wow. Does anyone need to be here when it's doing that?
You do need to keep an eye on it. It's very hard to just walk away and just leave it blindly do it. We did do it with the kale and it worked, you know.
I remember visiting a vegetable farmer and I was kind of blown away by the fact that he could point to a row of potatoes and he'd know exactly how much, you know, profit and loss he was going to make from that row, or salad or anything like that. I mean, are you making enough money? Are you going to make enough money?
I suppose the thing with jumping to this scale is you have to also scale your sales then, and you also have to scale your labour, you have to scale your post-harvest, so the costs go up as well as everything else. You can't really target those large customers for product until you have the scale of product available, or till you can guarantee that quality. So there's been a bit of chicken and egg happening this year on that side, but we've been able to grow into it. We do have a couple of large contracts that are going to be starting now in the next month or two, which is going to help us enormously. But it is that thing of just getting off the ground with it, and there's huge risk in that approach. There's huge risk, but I'm quite committed to the Cork Rooftop Farm business and the project that we've been driving with it, and trying to show that it can be done despite market trends and despite the trends of people leaving vegetable growing in their droves, and that it can be done at a scale as well that can feed a lot of people. I think that's really important. You know, we were doing the market gardening, and it's no slight in market gardening, and like, there's a lot of great market gardeners around the country, but we're in Cork City here, and there's 250,000 people living in the city, and in most of the supermarkets that they go to buy their fruit and veg, they can't get access to locally grown produce, and I just feel that that's an absolute complete shame, and someone has to turn that around.
Indeed. Hannah with Brian McCarthy on the new farm in Cork. A man full of good ideas.